Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's Colin Buddhas on Butterflies. We're working with transforming grief into dispersion as we work through the five koshas and the theme of rebirth. Okay. All right, everybody. I'm going to invite you to take a moment to settle on in, get yourself comfy cozy. If there's any particular things you'd like to mention on the call, for those of you who are live, feel free to go ahead and type that on into the chat feature to me privately or to the group at large, however you so wish. And as you deepen into your seat there, making any adjustments, I'm going to invite you to begin here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in. To receive. To drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release. To let go, to make space, and every breath an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that is pleasant, even neutral, taking time to savor it, to be with it, and to really appreciate it deeply. In this way, we begin to slowly retrain our brains to orient towards the pleasurable things in life, beginning to slowly take it out of survival slash trauma mode. Now, I'm going to invite you to, on purpose, do that with me one more time. I'm going to invite you to take a moment to either go outward or inward. Go for a little walk around that space with your senses. Letting the senses land on anything in particular that's pleasant to neutral. And as the senses land there on that thing, notice what it is you like the most about that thing. And it might not even be the thing itself, it might be the lights and the shadows, the way they play around it all. It might be the spaciousness that seems to surround it. Or it might be the color, the shape. The size, or what it reminds you of. And as you drink that all in, savoring it and appreciating it again, mindfully, heartfully, receiving it. In this way, breath by breath, sip by sip, bit by bit, we support again our nervous system in orienting to what's useful. In this spaciousness, I'm going to invite you to deepen into that breath, notice the body's response, and however the body seems to be responding in a pleasurable way. See if you can, even if there's other things happening, tease those apart and appreciate simply the pleasurable bits and pieces. Yeah, just like that. Staying with your breath, continuing to savor the thing that you've located and the body's response. And I'll offer these words as you continue to do that. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here in these ways with you all. And thank you for being here as you are. Thank you for all that's gone into this sweet moment of connection. Thank you to the families who've created you, the ancestors, and the lineages that has been stemmed from. And the deepest of thank yous to those that have caretaken and stewarded these very lands that have nourished us all with great reverence and respect. And thank you to this earth that holds us here alive in our bodies on this planet. To the sky above reminding us about space. Thank you to the fires that purify and the waters that flow. And throughout all of this, noticing the essence of you somehow interwoven in the intersectionality of all of those elements. What a gift. You, thank you for this precious gift of you. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, peace, peace, peace. Okay, love. We're heading into, interestingly enough, to start off this transformation of grief into dispersion and letting go. Excuse me. Into reciprocals. We're going into the upper spine to lower spine reciprocal, where we're pairing up the topmost vertebrae with the bottommost and then meeting in the center of the spine, which is roughly the base of the heart and the back body. We're running a cellular repair, interestingly enough, for all of the vertebral discs. Now, we could go into a lot of detail on those. I've got an entire course that goes into, 6 weeks worth of material on that all. And during that all, the vertebral discs specifically supporting the viscosity of the fluid to provide buffering. As we work with the buffering energy that the discs provide, optimizing that and restoring these cells back to their fullest potential of health, we're also going to bring in hydration, helping the cells to drink in that water, that joy, and release any impurities. And then we're connecting the vertebral discs to the entire living matrix that is your fascial connective tissue system. And we're working with lymphatic drainage through now the vertebral discs as well as through the entire fascial connective tissue system. Doing an emotional release of sadness from the thymus gland that hangs out just above the heart. And as we release sadness from here, also doing a little bit of extra work with that thymus, which is a part of our immune system. And here we're supporting the capacity of acceptance, and we're releasing a lot of times and memories of painful rejections. And it's also including things which were perceived as rejection, which might not have actually been rejection, but was perceived as such. Including the consciousness of things that end. And for this, as we run lymphatic drainage now through the thymus glands, along with that hydration, cleaning out toxins, gunk waste, low self-esteem, as well as overthinking, overanalyzing specifically about rejection and making up the meaning that somehow we are to blame. And we're going to tap this part out here. The invitation is to breathe and to receive. We're going right back to that spine, and we're working with it being an antennae consciousness. And here, bringing in the circulation of all the healing resources all the way through to that spine, consciousness around being centered in particular, and being centered in particularly like your center, not in somebody else's center, but bringing that back through to you. I'm gonna get a bit ahead of myself. We're gonna run switching on that part to help that cobra deal with the stress of at times wanting to be somebody else's center when we can only actually ever be our own. Coming back to that circulation of all the healing resources, that's gonna include blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness. Right down into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help our nervous system and our immune system alike to heal. And also bringing in hydration again, all the way through the entire spine. Taking that water, that joy, releasing impurities that no longer need to be here. And coming back to that consciousness around being centered in your center and running switching to support that. Releasing the active memories that have told you that you need to please somebody else first in order to get your own needs met. Now, are particularly related to your early caregivers, and this is actually going into a very specific age range. It's 0 to 6 months where this got learned. So it actually got woven into the musculature that correlates to your existence structure. So actually just releasing that and unwinding that through the entire musculoskeletal system. And then running the permissions that you no longer exist to serve solely for somebody else's pleasure. In other words, you get to stand in the center of you. And from this, unhooking the consciousness of having to be a slave slash servant, as well as unhooking the grief around feeling trapped in those roles and those particular family dynamics. Okay, interestingly enough, we're going to tap out this part here in its own some invitation to breathe and to receive. I love giving that another round of breath. Now we're heading particularly into the solar plexus chakra around its role in digestion. And we're heading into the spleen. Subconscious energy that it holds, or the subconscious mind that it correlates to, would be a better way to say that. And we actually need to strengthen the overall vitality of the spleen. And we need to connect it through to, as well, the large intestine. Okay. And I forget what point it is, but we're working with a space between roughly the thumb and the pointer finger. Right around there on both hands. There's an acupuncture point that hangs up there on the large intestine meridian as we link the spleen through to the large intestine, supporting overall digestion in a way that allows for fluid bowel movements, as well as helps you to quote unquote let go of any particular bits around overthinking and overanalyzing as it relates to garnering an increase in low self-esteem. And as we move through these layers here, linking through to house number five, which is the house of play, the house of pleasure, the house of creativity. It's the house of our innocence as it works with the energy of little ones and little children. Okay. As we work our way through here, it's actually going into the inner ankles. And bear with me. There is a time in which you were punished to the point where, or felt like you're being punished to the point where, there was a energy of shock running through the system of tremendous fear that was creating an instability in the inner ankles, which was playing havoc with the kidney, the spleen, and the liver meridians in totality. And it's holding the energy of, I should not know my own mind. I should not know my own mind. I have to boycott what I think in favor of somebody else, so I'll be taken care of and no longer punished. And it's really sad through the system here. Working with circulation of lymph one more time. All the way through the kidney, the liver, and the spleen meridians, in particular through those lower legs and the inside of the lower legs. And there's a deep grief that surrounds all of it, a deep sense around loss of self or loss of sense of self. So over here, we're working with a metal element that helps to process grief through primarily the lung and the large intestine meridians. And we're bringing in that metal element to support the release. My dog is fluffing up her blanket, so my computer screen might be moving involuntarily there. Okay. And as we support that release of grief, it comes through the means of being able to breathe yourself back into you. So I invite you to a little practice, a little experiment of sorts, in noticing, and this may not happen in a way that's conscious, there might just be a vague sense, because some of this may have happened before a time when you were able to speak, or a time where you were able to form concepts, pre-verbal, pre-conceptual eras of early days. And those energies that were left somewhere in your past, somewhere where you said, I shouldn't be me, I should put myself out there and not in here, got scattered around in a way that there was a sense of loss of agency and loss of autonomy. And the incapacity to really take yourself in also impacted the digestion. So here we're going to imagine as the experiment unfolds here that you can locate those old essences that got scattered and left in other places, and then you can literally reach out to scoop them back into you. And we suggest that you bring them right back into the heart space for starters. And then an invitation to again extend the arms out, bring them back into the body as you imagine again that that essence of you begins to return. And go in every which 3D direction now, scooping you back to you. There might be something behind. There might be something down below. Scooping, reaching, grabbing, receiving back to you. And as we slowly, slowly begin to reassemble the essence of you, wherever it got scattered across time and space. This is like a very slow unfolding of a defrag, and it's meant to be slow on purpose to make sure we don't miss any pieces. So as this gets defragged, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking the clutter that's not yours and never was. And in this way, all the pieces that no longer need to be here get to leave, and what remains gets to be readily reorganized and utilized for that healing. Think of this as literally now defragging not just your essence, but your very soul. In a sense that your soul got left behind somewhere else in all these little fragmentations that have happened. And as we work here with the essence of soul reclamation, the soul shines a particular quality of light through the eyes. You can see it in people when they're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, when they are also in, like, not necessarily in the ups and ups of life, but even the downs of life. So even at, like, that essence of deep, deep grief, it's often said that we are the closest to the other side when we are standing in grief, closest to the essence of spirits when we are standing in grief. It's thought to be a holy time. So as we work with this restoration of the soul, reclamation of the soul, all of that grief, all of that loss gets also visible in a particular way through the eyes. And there's a particular light that shines again through the eyes when we begin to reclaim our soul. So as we restore that all the way through to those areas of your entire body mind, including that area of the grief through the lower leg, where there was that deep loss of sense of self in ways that were, I'm going to say, predominantly subconscious, but potentially conscious as well. We're linking this all back through to, again, the spleen, the solar plexus chakra, and the entire digestive system to support, interestingly enough, letting go around the absence of the sense of self. And as the soul gets reclaimed and restored back to the system, being able to welcome that all the way through liver, kidney, spleen, and into the very heart, where we believe in body talk, the soul hangs out in the right atrium. And this in turn is linking to the crown chakra, working with the consciousness of rebirthing you. As we reclaim our soul, that's a sort of rebirth. So I imagine almost as if you were actually going through that vaginal canal, that the essence of the soul restoration happens to enter literally through the crown of the head and becomes reborn into the essence of the right atrium of the heart. And a soul essence means heart essence. There's a harmonization that happens. Which doesn't necessarily make life easy, happy. It actually makes it possible to be sustainable in ways where you get to be in union with the essence of spirit into the very core of your being, which affords the capacity to navigate life in ways that just aren't possible otherwise. So life itself doesn't become easeful, but how we navigate it begins to unburden the usual stressors of how we have typically perceived it. And on that note, we're actually linking this now through to the very eyes, all three of them. The regular seeing eyes and the eye of the soul, the human intuition and insight center. We're working here with a consciousness of clear-sightedness and running the permissions. I restore my soul with clarity. I restore my soul with clarity. As we work with that essence of clear-sightedness in these ways, it's linking into the connection between the third eye and the limbic brain, which is thought to be the eye of Horus, or another word for that might be the all-seeing eye. That we're going to connect the eye of Horus to as well. And as we work with the limbic brain, which is shaped kind of like an eye, hence the name Eye of Horus, it's being defined by the cultivation of life force energy, which is your sexual essence. So cultivation of sexual energy, which is what heals us, which is vitality itself. And then we're tapping this part out here. Invitation to breathe, to receive. Now we're working with a past life. We think of past lives a little bit differently than most. We don't think that you yourself have lived before or will go on to live again. Rather, that when somebody passes on, all the unresolved energies enter like a giant pool. When a new being comes into formation, they scoop up a bucket of pool water and they sort that out in their lifetime. And this particular past life is of someone who died of an electrical shock, a jolt that stopped their heart. And the spine became frozen, and there was cessation of consciousness along with electrical activity. And your body is being stored as an essence of like a freeze response, and it's being contained within the digestive system, meaning things are shutting down. And as we release this particular past life, releasing the freeze or the shutdown response here, in particular from, fancy word, dorsal vagal branches of the parasympathetic nervous system, which we spoke very briefly about at the beginning of last week's session. As we release that through here, the front body begins to reconnect to the ventral vagal branch, which brings in health, compassion, centeredness, consciousness of playfulness, of presence. A place where we can easily communicate from, and where we feel the desire to be socially engaged. And we're linking that to the inner ears, to hear. And to also work with the essence of also social engagement, as the muscles in the middle ear work with social engagement and support the ventral vagal branch of that parasympathetic nervous system. And here running the permissions that it's safe to hear you. It's safe to hear you. Which means it's also safe to hear your own thoughts, your ideas, your beliefs, and all the stuff that goes through the brain and the mind, so that you can tend to it in ways that support the system and literally digesting what seems to be overwhelming it. And with this, working with the restoration of digestion on the emotional frequencies to also unburden the digestive system from constantly chewing on the emotional realm stuff in a way that actually compromises its physical digestion. And with this, it's almost like a defragmentation of the mental body and the physical body. And as those get defragged, again, much like that computer defrag or spring clean, what remains gets to be readily reorganized, utilized for healing, and the rest gets eliminated, no longer needed. And here running the permissions, and the words are, I detoxify myself, I detoxify myself. And with that, running a body chemistry on any toxic mental holdings that are showing up in the physical form of the body as altered digestion, as well as altered muscle contraction, meaning the muscles are too tight or too loose, and the digestion is either too strong or not strong enough, too weak. Doing an emotional release of sadness now from the digestive system as well as the entire spine. In reorienting both spine, back body, digestive system, front body stuff, in terms of developmental, in the fetal stages. And linking them both to, respectively, the back body to the planetary energy of the sun and the front body to the planetary energy of the moon. as they respectively work with masculine and feminine energies, as we restore the spine through the sun and the digestive system through the moon. It brings in the essence of deep protection and deep nourishment all at the same time. And what if the true essence of you, the truth of who what you really are, is actually none of those things, but somehow in the middle of all of them, all at the same time? Linking this to the core. And if we look at the back body, the front body, there's also a middle body. And if we think of that middle body as being like the image I have is a mandorla is the fancy term. It's like when you take two circles and you ever so slightly overlap them, they create that little shape. How do I refer to that? It's like a doorway arch, so to speak. That's got a point at the top and the bottom of the doorway. It becomes like a portal. It becomes like a portal, and here you are in the very center of this. And as we begin to unburden the front body and the back body, supporting you in arriving at the center, I don't know if I mentioned this already, but I learned a new word from my friend Walter, who's six. And Walter refers to things like we're doing now as a supportal. So I'm mentioning it because it wouldn't leave my mind. And if that's supportive for you, this supportal concept, then in the very center of you, there's actually a portal of clarity, of core, essential essence of you. Then I welcome you to drink in that supportal that's here. And as we anchor you into the very center of you in these ways, working with the essence of surrender, this type of surrender that only grief can actually provide. And then at the same time as this, bear with me, we're working with a consciousness of scavenging. And it's related to this idea of having to live on the scraps of what others leave behind, or having to just like make do with the scraps that you receive. Okay, this is actually connected to two generations back, so grandparents. And if any of you had grandparents like I did, like they never threw anything out. They always hung on to everything. And all those little scraps got eventually utilized in some way, shape, or form. In all sorts of creative ways. And although as useful as that can be, there's also underlying within that a consciousness of lack. Of having to always go to the scraps rather than shoot for the moon, so to speak. And there's certain times in life where things just weren't possible. And then that generation, it was very much a time that was quite different, in which we weren't able to have as much fluid movement or upward mobility in terms of our finances and our prosperity in those ways. Depending upon who you ask. These are thought to be more times where there's actually more room and accessibility towards that which is lucrative and potentially financially prosperous. And the financial prosperity is more so pointing to the capacity to honor your self-value and the internal wealth of you, which might just be found at the very center again of this core. As we reorient you once again to those treasures, the inner treasure of you, working with the, once again, that solar plexus chakra around being able to take in the self-value of the essence of your worth. We're tapping this part out here, invitation to breathe, to receive. Giving that all around the breath. Maybe three breaths. That was a big piece there, letting that part adjust. And then we're heading into the sexual chakra, the chakra of vitality. I'm working here with a consciousness of acceptance, a consciousness of being received and being welcomed. And it's linking into the time shortly after you were born and how it is you felt welcomed, or the lack thereof. Now, the hands that welcomed you didn't necessarily have the sense of like joyous celebration that you may have been able to have received. And because of that, there was a sense of like, oh, this is mundane, or a sense of like, oh, this is just, you know, regular. And there wasn't the capacity to tap into the uniqueness. It felt like a sense of commonness versus uniqueness. And it took away just a little bit of the wonder and the awe, which is, oh boy, so necessary and supportive for our immune systems to be steeped into, welcomed by wonder, by awe. So I wonder if you're open to it, if you would grant me the honor of a bit of a do-over. And I invite you to imagine that this little one, that is you, has just been born. Has just been born. And I wonder what it might be like to offer them a welcoming that is celebratory and driven through wonder and through awe. Like, oh my goodness, what a miracle you are. You're here. Oh my goodness, what a joy it is to have you here with us. Oh my goodness, what a journey you've been on. Thank you for going through all of that to be here this time. And as you continue to welcome the deepest essences of that little baby, begin to settle into a certain type of stillness that feeds the yin, that feeds the energy of nourishment. And we link that through to all things yin, the spleen and the heart, notably, but also including the lungs, also including the liver, and also including the kidneys. And in this, we release a type of grief that was stored in the energetic layer of the aura, which I don't work a lot in, to be true. Body talk doesn't do a lot with the aura. And as you release grief from the energy field surrounding you, it becomes almost like a sense of, I don't have to constantly lose myself permissions. So permissions to not have to lose yourself in order to exist and be part of the world. So it releases that double bind of, I have to not be here in order to be here. I have to not be here in order to be here. There's a... Well, I think you can hear the paradoxical nature of that. And then we're unhooking that from both sides of left and right cortical brains and linking it through to the very midline, into the corpus callosum in particular, that connects the two halves. There's other things that do that as well, but the corpus callosum is the big one. And we're tapping that part out here. Invitation to breathe, to receive. Excuse me. Keeping that 2-3 breaths, letting that part settle in. Okay, and then we're working with this grief around I lost my soul. This is going back to before the other work that we did. And although we've restored and reclaimed, there's still that grief around having lost in the first place. And there's a sense of deep, deep ache, a sense of just, oh, terrible, almost horrifying ache. And it's ancestral. It's shared by many who have gone through this prior to you, 7 generations back on both sides. And it's stored in both the bones and the kidney 24 acupuncture points, which are thought to be the spiritual burial grounds, which also hang on a boat over there. And they go down the rib cage, traversing all the way through there, that entire rib cage region. Running cellular repair through the kidney 24 points and through the bones alike. Releasing this ache for the ancestors. Releasing this ache from you. And that grief, that sense of where have you gone? And any underlying martyrdom that goes with that. The essence of I'll suffer in silence, I won't ask for what I need. Creating a separation even from the practices around talking to spirit, God, universe, the practice of potentially prayer, if that's a word that you might associate with that, or any other informal way or formal way, potentially like ritual or ceremony that may be used in that connection opportunity. And here we're working with the permissions of I open to receive. I'm going to use the word spirit as a placeholder, but you can pick your own word for spirits. I open to receive spirits. I open to receive spirits. I open to receive spirits. With each layer, another round of grief gets to leave the system. And here, releasing the fear of disconnection or the fear of disconnection and the fear of connection alike, the fear of union. And for that, running a Sidri for the next 7 days. Each day for each realm of the ancestor before you. So 1 generation back on the first day, 2 generations back on the second day, so on and so forth for 7 generations, 7 days. And that surgery is going to run on those kidney 24 acupuncture points, starting with C, circulation of, again, all those healing resources that I mentioned earlier, the blood, the nerve, the lymph, the chi, all the way down through to balancing yin and yang and hydration. The D for that defrag, spring clean, decluttering, reorganization that happens, releasing of the old, and reorganization of the new. Reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. And then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Think of this as the releasing, the surrendering, the letting go. Excuse me. At the same time as all of that, Running lymphatic drainage through the kidneys to release the fear and the pressure that's put on both the kidneys, the adrenal, as well as the nervous system, including that spine, as well as the midline of the brain and the hemispheres. At the same time as all of that, we're heading back to that spleen and we're running permissions for it to receive nourishment, to receive pleasure, and to receive playfulness. Not that pleasure and playfulness aren't also nourishing. We're distinguishing nourishment, pleasure, and playfulness. And if you're open to taking on playfulness as a little bit of homework, feel free to do that. And see what it is to orient to playfulness in your next week. We're tapping the cell out here. Invitation to again breathe and to receive. Giving that another round or two or three of breath. Now we're heading into the mitral valve. Excuse me again. And that mitral valve is that division between the left upper and the left lower chamber of the heart, the atrium, the ventricle. And from here, releasing the consciousness of rigidity and linking it through to the hypothalamus and its role in metabolism, being able to metabolize or break down not just the physical, but also the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual, and releasing outdated ideas and thoughts. Feelings, outdated ways of being with spirit, pick your word for spirit again, the eternal, as well as outdated physical orientations and complexes that are being held. As we release that through here, running another round of reciprocals, this time between occiput back of skull and sacrum back of pelvis, to balance as well the entire craniosacral rhythm. And as that energy flow gets restored, restoring to the flow of cerebrospinal fluid through the skull and through the spine. In the CSF, there's something kind of magical about it, you know? It's deeply nourishing, feminine, as well as deeply protective, masculine. It's very even keeled this way. We're going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe and receive. Giving that another round of breath. To integrate this, we're working with the energy of pancreatic reflex point, which helps to take in that sweetness of life, to feel the embrace of the universe, the beyond, the mysterious, and also bringing in what it is to feel that sense of integration between all things left, right, all things masculine, feminine, all things nourishment and protection in equal balance, in a way that lets you stand in the very center of them both, as well as the center between them. So centering within centeredness, and linking that through to the very crown, or running cortices just for the crown, consciousness of transcendence, consciousness of soaring, and consciousness of rising above, and linking that all to the navel for a connection into the body, and then through to the feet to connect it through to the earth, as well as through to the heart for a connection to the very soul, and then connecting soul to feet, soul to earth, as well as soul to navel, soul to connection. And we're breathing here, we're tapping here. Giving that another round of breath. We're gonna do one more thing to integrate that. We're gonna work with diaphragm to intestines. Breathing here, receiving here, center the diaphragm to center the intestines, if you will. Diaphragm working with control and emotional processing, intestines releasing all the stuff that we just don't need to hang on to anymore. And as we tap that last part out about that, I invite you to settle in to a short song. It's called This Too Shall Pass by Zen That Beat, from the album This Too Shall Pass. It's about 3.5 minutes. Breathing here and receiving. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here today with you. And thank you for being here just as you are. Blessings in the rest of your day and your week ahead, y'all. Mwah. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. My apologies for the mix-up of the title of the email. I had an interesting day at the vets yesterday. So the detail there got missed on that particular line of adjustment. So it was, I think, accurate on the inside of the email, but not so much on the outside. So my apologies for that mix-up. And a little update in terms of our scheduling next week, as is regularly scheduled. It's usual time of 1 p.m. And then in July, we're going to switch to our new timing. So it's very similar. It'll be off just a little bit compared to what we've been doing in terms of your votes. It came back for, instead of 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Mountain Time, to do 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Mountain Time. So not much of a change there, but I will update the schedule accordingly. And just so you have a bit of a heads up before you see the email next week. Have yourselves, again, a beautiful rest of your week ahead. Wishing you blessings on your journeys, of all your adventures. And bye for now, y'all. Feel free to stick around if you are live and want any additional support. Bye for now.